Well, I applied because I'd been looking at different programs, from MBA programs through to postgraduate programs in general about business and entrepreneurship. I've always been interested in mixing business and engineering. And so for me, it was all about how do I blend the two in a cost-effective manner and in a way that I can blend it with my work experience. And for me, the mixture of both residential sessions and online made it a good mix. Well, I think one of the top skills that we've learned to date is in cooperation with our cohort. I think our cohort coming from other areas of the world where they have different perspectives on the same position is important. It helps us to appreciate multiple both opinions as well as the background of where they're coming from, being engineers or lawyers or doctors. And I think when you combine that with the type of question, whether it's on entrepreneurial ventures or whether it's on risk management, I think creates a really neat set of perspectives, and we've all learned a lot from that perspective. Within my day job, because the program is both part-time and for moments full-time, it's a nice mixture of being able to wrap the virtual learning environment, the online portion, with our day job. And I think with my job, I tend to work both overseas and out of town, as well as in London. And so it's a nice mixture of being able to study at home, as well as while I'm on the road, being able to still bring my work with me without carrying all the books and all the other components that are necessary. And I'm not missing lectures, and I'm not missing other components that are necessary when you are going to courses on Tuesday and Thursday nights. I think the most honest question there is, can you fit anything else in between work and school? And the answer is, the class has actually gotten closer as we have focused on a mutual thing that we tend to have in common. And so a few of my London cohort, we get together on a regular basis, and we both talk about the program and just get together about things as friends. But when it comes to actual hours on a weekly basis, sometimes it's 10 or 15 hours and sometimes it's more. I think the really, really critical thing is that you go into it with the expectation that you're going to need to find balance. And you're not going to find a really great balance, because there will be weeks that you have to spend a lot of time on your program, and then there's weeks that you don't have to spend as much because of your experience, and also sometimes the course isn't quite as heavy. So one thing I would recommend to any future students is that they really focus on having cooperation with their employer, because my employer has been supporting me both through flexibility in the workplace as well as by helping me with residential holiday time. And so whenever the residential is on, I do get supported that way from my employer, and understanding when I come in late after finishing an assignment late. So. When I came into the program, I started with the idea of, do I want to be an entrepreneur? I had ambitions, but I didn't necessarily have what it took to discern whether I was happy with an idea or whether I had what it took to take that idea and turning it into an opportunity, into a company, into a business, and one that could do things that were extraordinary. My whole goal was that if I was to learn, if nothing else, throughout the program, that I can actually tune something into an opportunity and that opportunity into a viable business. If that's the set of skills that I learned, and I didn't choose to come up and follow it through, then that's an that's something that I've chosen. But if I don't know what I don't know, then I have to ask myself what I would struggle with throughout the rest of my life. And my ambition has always been to start a company. And so this has really given me that opportunity to really focus on how can I really go about building something that is going to be around and make some real change in the future. And I really, throughout the program, I really feel that it's turned around from being technology focused to actually being a business idea that can get funding, that can go about starting from scratch, can be turned into something in the future. And I'm not sure still if I'm going to follow through on my ambitions, but I do know that throughout the program, I have definitely come from a place where it's been technology focused to where there's a real business idea, and where it's gone from an idea to an opportunity even. And I feel that in the future, I'm going to have that choice to make. And that's the place that I want it to be.